Hi, I'm your host, Anna.
And I'm your host, John V. And you're listening to
Studio V!
My best friend,
Hi everybody, welcome back to a new episode of Studio Weeb.
And today we're going to be talking about JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. Get your JoJo poses ready!
Today we have here with us a special guest. Nat, please introduce yourself.
Hi everyone, my name is Natalie, and yeah, today we're gonna talk about JoJo, and I'm a big JoJo fan because I've been watching that for 4 years, and I'm really glad to be here.
Oh, wow,
that was on point.
Yeah, thank you for coming. For those of you who are not aware of like what JoJo's about, which I don't think it's possible because JoJo's literally one of the most famous or most popular anime and manga to ever be published and released. The series actually, it started in 1987?
In
the 80s. Don't quote me on that, but I'm sure it was in the 80s because the series like 30 years old, which is like a lot. that's a lifetime, not sure. And it just, why am I the only one speaking?
I just pulled it up right now. Wiki time with JoJo and John V. So JoJo's Bizarre Adventure is a Japanese manga series written and illustrated by Hirohiko Araki. And it was originally serialized in Shonen Manga Magazine. Weekly Shonen Jump from 1987 to 2004. So the series is divided into 9 story arcs, each following a new protagonist bearing the JoJo nickname. JoJo's Bizarre Adventure is well known for its art style and poses. Oh my god, I love JoJo poses personally. What about you guys? That's one of the reasons I got into it.
I mean, who doesn't like that?
If you guys haven't watched the JoJo pose video on YouTube, please go and watch it.
What's the name of the girl?
It's her name is Jane. You guys can follow her on Insta, and I really like her compilation of JoJo poses that she did.
Yeah.
And she did all of that with only the things that she found in her house. So she DIY'd the whole costume and like did a mini cosplay in her room.
Yeah.
And her poses are on point and it's like really fun. So if you search JoJo poses Jane on YouTube, you'll find her video.
Yeah,
anyways,
really good.
There are just two types of people in the world. First, who like JoJo like me, and people who have yet to start watching JoJo and discover the beauty of it. Anyways, so we're gonna start the convo. We're gonna dive deep, and we're gonna let you know what got us into JoJo. So first, I would like to ask Nat, what got you into JoJo?
Okay, so talk about some history. I think I got into JoJo in 2017 or 18 when I just got in first year. And well, like I have to say, the JoJo fandom is a really huge one. Like you can literally see all the memes or like all the posts about JoJo everywhere, even though you're not a JoJo fan yet. And that time, two of my friends start watching JoJo and they have been kind of posting their Insta story all about the manga screenshot and like spoilers. So and I think that was the time when Golden Wing was out.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Not gonna lie, I was amused by their animation. So that was the time when I started watching season 5 of JoJo, and then after finished season 5, I just started watching everything from season 1.
So you first watched season 5 and then you jumped to 1?
Yeah, which I kind of confused when I watched season 5 because they kind of have something related to season 1, so I'm glad that I watched everything.
Yeah, I'm glad you got into it. And Anna, what about you?
It was actually pretty similar for me, because I also started with Golden Wind when it was airing, because it was all over Twitter, and I was like, maybe I should watch it. And I watched it when it first aired, but then I never got back to like watching the other seasons until recently, which I didn't watch, I just read the first one.
So what instigated you? Like, how did you get into it after? Or were you just like, okay, enough of wait, I'm just gonna get into it now?
I think it was It was just like the hype around Golden Wind when it came out.
Yeah, Golden was really good.
It was huge. Like people were talking about it all the time, mm-hmm. and people were excited about it. And I remember it would like one episode would come per week, like those weekly episodes.
The wait was torture.
It was like I couldn't keep waiting, so I just waited until they posted everything. And then
yeah, you do that all the time. You do it with everything.
I can't. I have to watch it. I have to binge it.
You have to like.
I have to binge it.
Anna literally waits for the hype to die and then she watches.
Yeah,
it.
Sometimes I do that too.
Like when it's too like hyper, I don't like watching it.
Yeah,
but it's not like all the time. I just keep changing.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't like watching it when people are talking about it. I like watching it after.
Yeah, annoyed.
And what about you?
Somebody asked. Anyways, so for me, this is an interesting story. I went to Nat's house to study.
Already.
And my eyes just landed on one of the JoJo posters that she has in her room. And I was like, okay, that's like a weird anime. I wonder what that is. So I asked her and she's like, oh, like this JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. Do you know about it? And I had no clue because, I don't know why, because for me, I didn't see any posts, like no posts popped up for me about JoJo. So I was just like, I don't know how you guys getting the pop-up. Because
you're not on Twitter.
Oh, yeah, true.
I'm not on Twitter either.
But no, but you had friends who used to like post. But for me, I had like zero contact with JoJo at all. Oh, no, I have many friends. Oh, my God. I have friends who are not weebs. Anyways. So, yeah, I saw the poster, and then I was like, oh, like, now, what's that anime? And then she's like, oh, it's JoJo. And then I was like, okay. But, at the start, when I first started watching part 5, the Golden Bin, and I looked at the anime style, and I hated it. I completely hated it.
No,
yes, imagine.
No, I get it. Yeah. I think it's one of the most popular idea about JoJo is people don't like the animation. But
after a while,
so extra.
After the second episode,
yeah.
Oh, I love it! I was like, these mans be posing so good. Their outfits be busting so good. I mean, their outfits are so good. They're on point. I like the colors in it. I like their style. I like the way they stand. Mm. And their stance. So, yeah. And then I like, okay, the one of the things that literally got me into JoJo was, like, each episode ended on a cliffhanger, and I really liked it.
Mm-hmm.
With each, and then how they like introduced each person's stands and how they like formed a group.
Yeah, yeah.
To go fight this bad guy, and I think the story was really intriguing. Yeah, so that's how I got into JoJo. Yeah, I still refuse to watch the earlier parts.
Yeah, I get it.
But it's still it's just different. But I don't know. I think I like the anime style now. Like after watching part 5 and part 6, like Golden Wind and Stone Ocean.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I stand for all the characters.
I read somewhere that the inspiration for the earlier seasons, like the art,
mm-hmm.
was like 80s like action movie heroes.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why the characters all look like that and stuff. But then for the most recent seasons, the author, he just, he kept like the muscular guy, but like he made him look more feminine,
mm-hmm.
and like leaner and like prettier,
mm-hmm.
and like that's when like the fashion
element of like masculine and then feminine blended in one.
Yeah,
I really like that vibe that
mm-hmm.
they give up. It's like,
like
it's
the
like masculine, but the androgyny is so good. Like, okay, I forgot what I was gonna say.
And I think there's a shift of beauty's definition, which is good, because like the whole JoJo animation or like the whole manga has been out for 35 years, and of course, or like there has to be some changes. And I would say that it's good that they have different art styles so it can fit different
mm-hmm.
people's like, I don't know, like interest or something.
Yeah.
Wait, before this, I heard you and Nat and Anna talk about how the author was selected for one of the fashion.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Do you wanna like elaborate, you guys?
Yeah. So because of the art style and like his like attention to fashion and like color and stuff, I think Gucci invited him to draw JoJo characters wearing Gucci clothes for a magazine, right?
Yeah, and I think because of his special art style, JoJo did actually have an exhibition in Louvre.
The Louvre?
Like in Paris. So it was really good for him, and it's no longer only about like weeb or like, anime or like manga, but it's about the authors like beauty or like his art styles and mm-hmm. the mix of colors, and I would say it's really good for him.
Right. Yeah, like that's one thing we can admire. I think collectively, and not just like JoJo fans, but like every like anime fans or not anime fans can admire JoJo for the art style.
I think compared to the other animes, JoJo's art style, like their clothing and everything, and the attention to detail.
Yeah.
It's
unique.
It's unique compared to all the other animes. Yeah. That's one of the reasons why I wasn't into it before. But then as you like watch it, it kind of grows on you.
Yeah, I think, were you going
to
say something?
No, I'm just going to say, usually when you talk about manga or animation, people won't really consider them as art. Instead, like they're more like a popular culture or just an interest that kids or like weebs really like. But the recognition of like the authors having exhibition or like collaboration with Kuchi is more like shift the whole, like it kind of tell people that animation or like manga can be a form of arts that everyone can learn.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, yeah, inspiring.
Literally, yeah. Cause and that's interesting that you talk about like art in relation to JoJo specifically, because when we talk about like art in relation to like storytelling, there has to be some sort of like deeper theme or like some social commentary or something like embedded in it.
Mm-hmm.
And like the thing with JoJo, I think what makes it so enjoyable, at least for me, is that I don't think there's anything like that in JoJo. Like you're not looking for the social commentary. You're not looking for like whatever. It's just like something you can watch and enjoy.
And it's more like simple, so it gives you less stress to think about all the construct theories or like the hidden meanings. I mean, they do have, but like it's not gonna be like judgy or like anything.
Yeah. Especially with like season 5, there's a lot about like social class and like the thing like the
drugs
and there's a lot of like talk about death and grief and things like that, but it's definitely like not the focus of the anime. It's just bizarre things going on and we're just enjoying that, like we're just sitting and watching that happen.
It's like the element of bizarreness just blending into the real world situation.
It's magical realism.
Magical realism, that's the word.
You see these things, you see things in happen in JoJo that are so bizarre. But because it's happening within the world of JoJo, you can, like suspend disbelief and just like, watch it and enjoy it.
I think one of the reasons, being a extrovert, I think I really like the concept of them, of JoJo being a part of this group. Like, especially if I'm talking about Golden Wind.
Mm-hmm.
Like, JoJo being a part of this group and how they, like, just come together and go fight the bad guy.
Yeah.
Especially the part where, for the people who have seen, can refer to it, for the part where he's standing near the boat and he, like, gives his friends a choice, like, option. Being like, oh, you can come along or you can just stay there.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, how one person did stay back. So, like, it's, like, it does show different opinions. And, like, it's not, like, this whole magical thing where everybody just, like, comes and goes, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's, like, how people, like, friends you love died.
Yeah.
Oh,
actually. I cried so much when okay, no, I can't give spoilers. I cried, but it was so good. It was like, it was this realistic feeling.
Yeah.
That makes you want to watch more and like want to know what happens.
Yeah. I think that's
what happens as the story progresses. Yeah. I think even the character development of Mista, right? The one with the gun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Him and the one with the plane, what's his name?
Narancha.
Yeah, his character is really good. Like, it was really well shown.
Mm-hmm.
You know how usually in anime they have kind of a fixed film or like a fixed constructed idea that the author wants you to know? But I feel like in JoJo, it's like they give you enough area or space to think about what is the definition of justice in your own position. So, I mean, I'm not gonna say that bad guys are always bad, but like even in JoJo's, like they're fighting for their own, like, trust or like own passion. So I think the comparison between the so-called like good and bad guys are like really
kind of blurred.
Yeah I think of that, like
it's kind of like the Avengers situation, but anyways,
I really like this concept of an individual having alternate stand to themselves.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You have your own individual body, but then at the same time, like, the stand can be a soul that they have in their body. So it's like in many JoJo episodes that you can see, like, even if the person dies, their stand is alive.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, it just shows, like,
The metaphysical body,
and then
the entity, I guess.
Yeah, and then your
physical body.
Yeah.
Yeah, metaphysical and physical.
Yeah. Like, it just shows how there's, like, two... It's just, like, it's one person, but it has, like, two sides. Like, a stand within them that's powerful,
mm-hmm.
and that stands for what they... Like, it kind of reflects their personality and how they grow in it. And also, like, the normal physical body that they
inhabit.
Oh, jinx.
Oh, no! This is the first time I didn't say jinx first.
Since you brought up stands, like, what's your favorite stand? Who's got your favorite stand?
Matt, do you want to go first? Because you're our guest. It gives me more time to think.
Excuse me. Wait, are you saying which one I like the most or which one I want?
Both. Like, say first which one you like the most and then which one you would like to... I think it's the same, right?
No, I don't think it's the same.
Okay, well, you can have two
differences. Well, okay. So when you talk about which one I like the most, I'm amazed by, like, Dio's and Jotaro's stand the most, because I would say that one is the most... I don't want to say traumatized, but, like, that is the most, like, stand or fight I always remember in JoJo series.
Uh-huh.
Like, because that one is just too famous. Like, you just remember the stands, like, how they can turn back time or, like, how they can stop time for a while. And I would say this is the stand I like the most, or... Maybe the fight I like the most, okay, which is not the question.
Yeah, that's... it works.
Okay,
yeah.
So for the stand I want to have is probably, like, the stand King Crimson and from Diavolo. Like, you know how you can predict future and kind of, like, change that would have happened.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, I thought of Sticky Thinker at first because...
Yes!
Oh my god, we're all going for the same thing. Loki.
I love Sticky
Fingers. Sticky Finger is so good.
Yeah, it's so just cool. So good, and I can kind of escape and get into another place in just a second.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I would say it's like these two are either one.
Yeah, what about you?
Me? So for me, I'm confused between Spice Girl and Kiss.
Mm. I like both.
So Spice Girl's stand is mostly... So she has the power to soften any object, giving them elastic properties.
Yeah.
Which is really interesting. Like, imagine you just, like, make something plastic. Like, something... Like, imagine you're somebody's angry.
Yeah.
Like, imagine your mom's angry and then she throws something at you. And you're like, plastic. Okay, never mind. It hit me. And I also like Kiss. Because, like, okay, imagine.
I
like, sticking and, like, making something duplicate. And then just, like...
Yeah, I love Kiss.
Attaching them again after, like, you...
And I love the concept of, like, the stickers.
Yeah,
I just think that's so cute.
I will literally just, like, walk random places and be like...
Yeah.
Just, like, sticking the whole... Duplicating everything. Duplicating monies.
Yes.
I didn't say
anything.
Wow, that is the first thing you think about.
Literally.
But I have no money to duplicate.
I think for me...
Like, imagine duplicating your phones. You can just, like, when you're angry, just throw it down. And you have another one, like, ready.
I think for me, I really like Purple Haze. I think it's so cool.
Oh my god, I was looking at
virus.
That. I was literally looking at that.
I love Purple Haze. I do really
what
love Purple
her,
Haze.
What was her... Do you want to, like, elaborate on her?
Purple Haze is the one that has, like, the virus. So it can, like, when it punches something... There's, like, the, what?
Corona.
No, curse. Like, when it punches something, they have, like, the stand has, like, these little capsules on their knuckles.
Yeah.
On its knuckles, and then it pops, and then, there's a virus inside it, and then it kills people like that. I kind of love that. And
why do you like that?
I think it's so cool.
I mean, that's true.
No, it's like if I
poison everybody.
That if I were in, like, the universe of JoJo,
mm-hmm.
I would want to have that send because it would kill people that just like that. I like Golden Experience, but not the. No, I like the fact that it's able to, like, turn things into, like, living creatures, like, whether it's plants or animals. I love that concept. I would use it so much. I'd be like, I'm
right.
gonna create. I love
animals.
Yes, I think that I don't know. I just like that one really. I just like that one so much. I was gonna say Kiss too, but
I think I was also gonna say King Crimson.
Oh
yeah. Oh, and another one. Sorry.
Which one?
What is that?
Bit Heaven's Door. Heaven's Door.
Which one is it?
Heaven's Door is the one that like it opens your skin and it can read your past. It can read your past.
Oh, wait, was it?
I think it's from that's from season 4.
Diamond is unbreakable. Jinx. I was also gonna say King Crimson because he has the ability to.
You know his head of like goldfish.
Who's?
King Crimson.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Because he has the ability to like erase time and also predict the future, like which is so cool. Like imagine if you could just.
It's like
the future.
So overpower.
Yeah, it's just like powerful.
Like, I don't think I would like to know.
I would like
true.
To.
True. Yeah.
I'm in like.
But I like.
Cause like if somebody's attacking you, you know their next move.
Well, but
I guess in that situation, but like just but in general, I wouldn't want that. No.
Yeah, but the whole thing is like in reality, you probably don't have anyone to attack you.
Yeah,
that would be boring.
You want me to attack?
You don't live in the.
Yeah, we're not in JoJoVerse or something.
Yeah, we're not in JoJoVerse. Yeah.
Speaking of, if you were to be in a JoJoVerse, which JoJoVerse would you be in?
You mean which part?
Yeah, which part? I'm kind of. You know what? I think I know. Golden Wing. Anytime, any day.
Because Italy. You know I'm half Italian, right?
No.
I have an Italian passport.
Oh my, what a flex. What? Of course you do.
What's your internet?
Oh, you mean that? Oh, if I were in. I would say probably part 5 or 6. But like, I don't want to spoil, like, say any spoiler about season 6. But if you know the end of season 6, you probably know why I want to be in there. But like, yeah, like season 5, because the setting and location, I just like Italian or something.
Yeah. I think for me, season 1, because vampires. But also season 6, because,
Jolene.
Part 6, because
Jolene.
I'd just be surrounded by women.
Oh my god.
But also, I wouldn't want to be in prison.
Oh, true.
I mean, I think, you know what? Actually, season 6, I would love prison.
What?
I would rule everybody.
What the hell are you saying?
I would rule everybody in the prison. You're
so thin and I
you're
know.
Tiny, bro. What the hell?
No, I'm not tiny.
I lie.
Oh my god. I think it's different. Like, I think it sort of depends if you're gonna get killed when you get into JoJo world. Like, that is the first question pop up when you ask me, like, which world I wanna go, because I don't feel like I'm that powerful enough.
Yeah, my stand would just be like a little...
a little goblin stand.
Little goblin stand that does nothing.
You probably don't even have stand.
Yeah.
You can't even see someone else stand if you don't have a stand.
So. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So,
that would be boring.
You'd probably just be chilling in Italy. If it's in...
Yeah, and broke.
No, but I want to go with them on a little adventure.
And killed by the mafia.
They'll be like, who is this?
Yeah, they're probably just strangers that they kill on street for fun.
Yeah.
No! I'll be one of the victims.
You want
to fight? Yeah, we'll talk more about Stone Ocean, and then we're gonna jump back to all the interesting questions.
Yeah.
Okay.
Part 6 was set in 2011 in Port St. Lucie, Florida. Jolene Cujo is sentenced to 15 years in prison after being involved in a car accident and being framed for a murder. By having helped her boyfriend, Romeo, I don't know why his name is Romeo, after helping his boyfriend, Romeo, dispose the corpse of a bystander he ran over. It was all his fault. Why does she have to suffer? Anyways, she's in prison at Green Dolphin Street Prison in Florida, nicknamed the Aquarium, and her father, Jotaro, Jotaro Cujo, gives her a pendant that causes a mysterious power to awake inside of her. That was the best part. Like, after she threw her pendant, my anxiety striked so much.
Right.
I was like, why would you throw something as important as that? Like, for what?
I mean, she didn't pissed
know.
At her dad.
I know,
yeah,
but...
pissed.
Okay, I was also pissed at Jotaro after what he did.
Well, he should spend more time with her.
He wasn't a good dad.
I mean, not good enough. Like, always.
Yeah, at the end, he's like, okay... Like, as the series progresses,
well,
it was like,
I just
okay,
want to say there's no good dad in JoJo's. You
no good dad.
Like, Deo Follow or, like, Jotaro. I
everybody,
mean, Jotaro is the best already, bro.
It's like
the best dad.
Everybody can be a daddy, but no one can be a dad.
Oh my god.
What?
anyways.
Stone Ocean was, like... memorable for me because obviously it was the first season to feature a female JoJo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I was so excited to watch it. I was like counting the days leading up to it.
I still remember how me and you finished it
in one night.
Me and Anna started watching it, and this was like in between our assignments, okay?
Yeah.
So we're just like, okay, let's just try to like, we'll just watch one episode and then we'll go to sleep, like
typical promise.
Yeah.
And then me and her literally binging. We're sitting in the same spot, and we look at each other after the end of each episode, and we're like,
Just one more.
I can't believe we binged
it in one night.
Oh my god.
Yeah. So like for me, I read the manga Stone Ocean like 3 years ago, so I was really excited when the anime was out because like I know all the plot already, and plus the anime is not yet finished. Like, it's only like half done of Stone Ocean, so I'm not gonna say any spoiler. Which the whole thing is actually published 10 years ago, so I was very considerate to not say any spoilers.
Yeah, thank you.
I think
we haven't read it.
Yeah,
we just watched the first part, but we're excited to. To find out what happens next, because I was intrigued by the priest.
His name is
Puchiman.
He's a good character. I mean, he's not a good person, but I like his character.
Yeah, he's a good character. Yeah, you don't have to be a good person to be a good character.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed it.
I personally, like, why do you think we binged it in one night?
I didn't know. I don't know. Because, like, the first episode I watched it, I actually watched the first episode, like, a few weeks before we sat down and watched the whole thing.
I didn't really,
like, I wasn't invested.
Yeah, it's more like introduction or, like, explaining what happened, and it's confusing.
Yeah, and I was so mad, too, because, like, why does she have to be framed for something she didn't do?
I was
so pissed, because, like, if that happened to me, I don't know what I would do, but it's like my worst fear.
I remember like as the episode ended, I was so mad because it just ended abruptly.
Yeah.
And I called Nat, and then we were talking about it, and I was like, Nat, oh my god, like, do you know this episode just like ended out of nowhere? And she's like, wait, like, it's not finished yet? And I'm like, no, because this girl like read the manga, so she knows everything. And I was like debating whether I should like ask her for spoilers
but
then I
debated
against it. Yeah,
I really want to watch you two like reaction to like the ending, cause it's not what you can guess. Like,
I'm excited.
Yeah, see that now you saying that makes me excited.
I want to see you two cry.
Oh god, stop!
Don't
say it's sad.
That is the hope. I mean, it's not sad, but like,
I
don't want to say anything.
I just hope nothing happens to weather forecast.
I hope nothing happens to FF.
Oh yes, FF.
FF.
Oh yeah, FF is cute.
Hers, like, she was the last person I expected to join the gang, cause I was like, okay, there's like, I know, Jolene was there and Hermes.
Hermes. Yeah.
Wow, I just said the brand's name. Wow, Hermes was
but
there,
you know,
and Jolene.
Speaking of fashion, like all.
Yeah.
Like all the characters in season 5 were named after Italian food.
Mm-hmm.
The characters in season 6 are all named after like fashion brands. Yeah.
That's interesting news, guys.
Yeah.
Note it down.
When you can't think of a character name, just
reference to all the pop culture.
Yeah.
And you'll
including
get all the
fans. All the stand names and stuff like that. They're also like there are so many references to music.
Mm-hmm.
It's
I like
so
how
good.
On a deeper level, like if you dive deep into it, you can see that the author is actually like making references to these things and how interesting it is.
Yeah, and he does it on purpose because he loves it. And
I've not seen any author do it, like, in any anime.
I can't think of any anime.
Like, this is, like,
well,
so...
Well, of course there has, but like, we don't realize or it's not that much.
Yeah,
yeah,
just
because
the author of JoJo uses it so frequently and, like, so...
Like,
like, obvious, like, so explicitly that, like, you can't help but notice. Which I think goes really well with, like, the whole concept of JoJo's Bizarre Adventure being, like, dumb fun, if I can call
dumb
it
fun,
that.
Yeah.
Because, similarly, like, these things he's incorporating are also considered, like, dumb stuff.
It was
like,
fun,
the
but...
kind of music that he references, which is, like, the kind of music he references and, like, the fashion things, and I just think it goes well.
And it's not only about, like, Japan. You know how, like, many anime, like, it's always happening only
in
Japan or something? Or, like, monoculture. But it's more like you feel it's happening in a group, like, in the whole world.
Yeah. I think that's also, like, a factor that, like, attracts many fans. Because, like, every season is something different.
Yeah.
In terms of genre and the art is different and the place where it's set is different. So I think that keeps you, like,
Yeah, and improved, like, how much effort he put, because, like, you can imagine, like, the drawings of architectures or, like, buildings in season 5 and 6 or, like, 4 are totally different.
Mm-hmm.
So you probably need to, like, travel, like, do a lot of reference about how to draw stuff or how to make things make sense.
I applaud him for that, because, like, it's so diverse. Everything, the stories, the characters, the settings, and that's, like, the selling point for me of JoJo.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you'll find something you like. There's something for everybody. Mm-hmm. Every season is different, kind of thing.
I like how he thinks about making different stands. And then I like how he thinks about, like, giving, like, providing each person with a different stand and then making them fight and how they would fight. Like, the whole thing that he plays in his head, he, like, writes it down.
Yeah.
If I would not. I don't have that much of imagination to actually go into it and explain how two people with distinctively different stands would fight each other.
Yeah.
And make it sound sane. Make it sound realistic. I would never.
It's not realistic.
It's not realistic, but it does convince you to a certain level that you're like, yeah, these people are fighting, and there's especially in Golden Wind, when he described the fights, it's like you could not imagine his next move, but he would still, like, do something and then win. Like, I would never, like, if I had a stand, like, personally, if I had that stand, I would never know what to do with it. Because he makes use of it to the fullest, and I would just be like, okay, I have the stand, I don't know how to use it.
I mean,
but
if you have that, you probably know how to use it, and I think that's the thing that he can.
But, like, this person with just one brain thinks of so many different scenarios, and I'm like, how?
And with no contradictions.
Like, right? And my brain can, like, hardly write a one-page essay.
Oh, ouch.
The thing I like the most about the fight scenes in JoJo is, like, it's not just people, one person.
Yeah, it's not
just
like one.
It's a puzzle.
It's
a
puzzle, yes. And you have to, like,
it's a puzzle they have to solve.
Yeah.
And they do it in, like, in the most unexpected ways.
And sometimes, I don't want to, like, say spoiler about, like, Golden Wind, but you know how when some character dies, they leave, like, some puzzles or, like, information for the others to figure out and to solve, like, the whole puzzle.
Mm-hmm.
So
It's like punch intertwined with your stand.
Or, like, they link different incidents into one.
Yeah.
Which make a good story. Like, that should be a good story.
Mm-hmm. I liked how it's like JoJo is, like, one concept of people having stands, but at the same time, each part, like, each season is a different, it's like comprised in and of itself. Like, it's like self-contained, yeah. It's like
it's self-contained.
One JoJo. Or, like, one main character and then other people just chime in.
Self-contained, but they're all interconnected. Because it's, like, it's an intergenerational.
Yeah, I think the most connected are, like, part 2, 3, and 4. Because in part 2, like, the main JoJo is, like, Joseph Joestar. And then he still appear until season 4. Or, like, you can talk about how Jotaro appear in season 3. And then he still appear in season 6.
Yeah.
Like, until season 6. So
yeah.
I think that is the two characters that have the most appear, like, in the whole JoJo series. And, yeah, I like them a lot.
Yeah, but that makes sense, right? Because, like,
yeah. So that's, like, how story goes, and it proved that a new season is not only about, like, the new JoJo, but it also kind of referenced the past.
And, like, the main conflict is always, like, I mean, not for every season, but it's always, like, JoJo versus Dio.
Yeah,
it all,
like,
boils down to that.
I mean, I don't, should I say about season 6? But yeah, in every season.
I don't know about season 6. I can't say.
Season
6.
But isn't it because Pucci. The priest?
Because Pucci.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Season 6 always. Oh, also. Boils
yeah,
down
that's
to
why
that.
I say.
Yeah.
What was your favorite scene or part in season 6? Like, your most interesting one, that got you hooked. Onto, like, you're like, yes, after watching that, you're like, okay, yes, I want to continue this.
I don't really need a scenes or, like, a plot for me to continue because
already invested.
Yeah, I already invested in, like, part 1 to 5, so, but I think the most favorite scenes are, like,
your most favorite part.
That will become spoiler, but it's about, like, the character Pucci. It's about Nada, but, yeah, I really like him. I mean, I hate him and I like him.
Oh.
Because he's, like, such an asshole.
No, when he entered, I was just like, no, this man's is not it for me.
Oh my god, when I think for me when Edemis, like, discover, like, when Kiss shows up, that was it for me. And also the episode where she where she gets her stand. It's also the episode where she meets this other guy who's like has the oh my god, what's the name of his stand? But the one who's like trying to kill himself, and then she has to try to stop him every time.
Oh yes, that was so funny.
God,
the one with the disc.
Yeah,
like
the one with
the disc. Yeah.
No, it's his own disc. He has his own disc.
Yeah, he has his own disc, but he's trying to kill himself.
Yeah, I love that episode.
That was so good.
That was a bit confusing, actually, for a while.
Yeah.
Like, you know how it's, like, looping or something?
Yeah, that was confusing for me.
But it was entertaining.
I liked it when Gwes entered. And when Jolene and Gwes were, like, partners in the cell.
Mm-hmm.
That got me, like, especially with the little rat coming in the view.
Oh, the little rat!
Oh, yeah.
That was, like, oddly not satisfying for me. Because the rat, like, after you know that the rat is, like, it's not an actual rat, but there's, like, someone inside
it. It was a pigeon first.
A pigeon first. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's the pigeon first, and then the rat. Yeah, Jolene just, like, goes and, like, she's like, okay, go into the rat now. That was funny.
That was funny, too.
I also was excited when Jolene and Weather Reporter had
to report. Yeah, I like Weather.
Yeah, that was fun.
That scene was so intense.
It's just cute.
Yeah.
And also the part when FF is introduced, like the episode.
Oh, yes.
And like they don't know who killed the mans.
Yeah.
The guard, and then they like put their pit against each other.
I thought they would just, I thought they would kill FF till the very last, but then.
Me too.
I'm glad she's alive.
The baseball thing. Oh my god.
Yeah, the little, was it called Judgment? No.
I don't know, they were betting and like they couldn't drop the ball.
Yeah.
And then, oh my god, that sequence was just so, it was a bit nuts, but I loved it. It made, like, I was so tense.
Yeah, that was a good scene.
That made me.
That was a good plot.
Yeah, that was a good, that was funny. I liked it.
I like the part where Jolene meets what's the priest's name?
Pucci.
Yeah, when Jolene meets Pucci and she has no idea that he's the bad guy.
Yeah.
I mean, he doesn't know.
Oh my god, the frogs falling got me so anxious.
Falling.
I was like, please no, make it like stop, make like stop the frogs from falling down. Like this girl will die. But I was so glad that the pigeon got the disc towards the end.
Of course he
would. Yeah.
I mean, if not.
Like, you see, this what gets me hooked. Like, towards the end, you're literally like, they won't be able to make it. But then he does something, and then they make it. And I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
It gives me hope.
And now you have to wait for season 2 maybe for years. I mean, the part 2 of season 6.
I can't wait.
Probably not years. I mean, take like
2 years.
4 years for 5 to 6, no. Between 5 to 6.
Imagine
I can't wait
being
that
28 and watching it.
Oh my god. We probably will.
Yeah, I probably will. I'll probably continue.
Let's be honest.
Well, I want to see your guys' reaction.
Yeah, we can like
we'll
Zoom
just keep
call.
In touch.
Yeah.
What has your favorite outfit?
Oh yeah. We talked about fashion earlier, and now we're just gonna
go back.
But
to
go back to
fashion.
It because we forgot one of the questions. So what was the question again? Whose outfit would you wear? And yeah, whose outfit would you cosplay in if you were to choose one?
From any season.
From any season. I would probably say, I have it pulled up right here. I would say Bucciarati or Giorno Giovanna.
Yeah, me too. I said that too. Because they're power suits. Their power suits.
Yes.
I love
them.
And
the little heart in the middle. Oh,
yeah.
So good.
Yeah. I agree. I said them too. And Rohan from Diamond is Unbreakable.
And what about you?
I think for me it's like Mista and also like Jotaro in season 4, outfit.
Yes, yeah.
Like Jotaro outfit has always like
Jotaro's is always
long
on point.
As jacket and
it
just look really cool.
But what... Whose outfit would you not wear?
I mean, there's actually a lot.
What was his name?
Fugo. Yeah,
I would not wear Fugo's outfit.
But
I like
his pants. Why are there 2 holes?
Why are there so many holes? But okay, Fugo's stand is so powerful.
Yeah.
But
it's like literally toxic.
It's like so toxic. It's like toxic to a point, but at the same time, like...
And toxic character.
Yeah, when he... When
I love
he,
his character. He's my favorite.
Yeah.
I love his backstory.
I like how he chooses to stay. Like, it's good that he chooses to stay because he doesn't want to not affected by... peer pressure.
Yeah.
Like, I like that too.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
I like his anger issues.
Oh, yes. Yes. Oh.
I like him a lot as a character. What is but his name? I hate his name.
He has anger issues as well.
Yeah, I love what's his name again?
Leone.
How he forced Gennaro to drink his
the tea. The tea. Yeah. Oh my god. Abacho.
Abacho?
Yeah, Abacho. Yeah.
I really like his hair.
I like his hair too.
For hair, yeah. I was gonna say okay.
So oh yeah, who's the best for hairstyle?
Best
for
hairstyle, I was gonna
say. Wait, we didn't say what outfit you don't like.
Oh.
I mean, Fugo.
Yeah,
Fugo.
Know.
I don't like Fugo.
I think that. I mean, I'm not gonna say I hate the outfit, but there are some weird outfits that I would choose not to wear.
A lot of them.
Yeah, a lot of them. I mean, that is the special part of JoJo.
Yeah, but they're like they look good on the character.
Yeah, but not on me. So.
Yeah, but you know what? What's one outfit I don't like?
Who's
Edamus?
No,
I don't like Edamus's outfit. It's so basic. But I mean, I get it. You're in prison, yeah. But you're in prison, girl. I want a fashion show. I want a fashion show.
It's JoJo. I want a fashion show.
Yeah, I want a fashion show.
But I don't like
and her
this
clothes
outfit.
Are so whatever.
Like, you know, like this one, the Sekko, like in season.
Yeah, Sekko. Oh my god, yeah. This man's giving me trauma. Literally, like, Sekko was so.
I would just never wear him.
Who was the other man's with Sekko?
To control him.
Yeah, who controlled him. I did not like him, especially when they showed all the.
Yeah, the kind of the sticky or like kind
yeah,
of disgusting
like gore.
I just can't.
Sticky, yeah, no. I yeah for hairstyles now. I really like Wes's hairstyle.
Who?
Even Wes's. Though it's like Wes.
Oh.
I really like her little headband and makeup and. Yeah, I just like
her makeup is on point.
Yeah, Gwen's makeup is on point.
I like Jolene's hairstyle the most.
Jolene's?
It's maybe because I like the color. I like the color and I like the hairstyle. I like the braid.
Oh, I just like Abacho because of the silver hair.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like I mean that is the why I got the silver hair.
Oh, because of him?
No, not because of him. I think it's just a fetish since more that I like silver hair.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think all of the characters I like usually have, like, silver hair or, like, part some of
yeah,
them.
Yeah, silver hair in anime is so pretty.
I also like Trish's
yeah.
hairstyle.
I like
yeah.
her outfit.
I like her outfit.
Yeah.
Yes, when first Trish appeared for the first time in Golden Wind, and she was just, like, standing there with her outfit. I was like,
I like her
that's
character
a,
as well.
That's a power pose. Yeah, I love her character, especially when she finds out her stand.
Remember, like, she and Mr. like, kind of swapped their, like, bodies, and Cherish was be, like, traumatized by Mr. smell. Oh my god, that
do you guys
so
remember that
too.
Part when Narancia, was there was this part where he was eating, and there was this one stand that I really like, where he, like, the stand makes you tell a lie. Like, you know that part, that scene when he's eating and he's just lying? That got me so frustrated. I really want that stand. Like, imagine just going into, like, people's, like, mouth and just, like, making them lie about stuff.
I love that.
That would create havoc. Like, literally everywhere.
You remember the scene, like, Fugo, like, kind of teach Narancia about math and then
yeah.
he keep not knowing the answers and Fugo
yeah.
got, like, angry.
Yeah, yeah. yeah.
That was, like, really funny
that
about, like,
so
how people teach me about how to write my essays.
I like the camaraderie and, like, the, their friendship, I guess. Now they mentioned it. Like, how they're like there for each other and like helping each other and how they all come from like
and I
different
like,
backgrounds and
I like how they betray their boss.
Oh yeah.
I mean based mm-hmm. on your own when justice.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is good.
Yeah. We don't condone violence. We don't condone gang practices. Gang activities.
Oh damn.
But it seems like it's like is our second episode where we talk so much about gangs.
Yeah.
I realize.
Well, actually, I'm a bit confused in season 5, you know, how Putrati or like how all of the characters say, oh, it's wrong to do drugs for selling to kids.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's why they don't agree with
yeah.
their boss. But, I mean, you have been working for your boss like so long. Like, why didn't
yeah.
you realize, oh, he's selling drugs or something?
But I think he did. It's just like he didn't have the motivation and the power to do it
or the courage
yeah
I think after he met all the other
or like
I think
after
guys,
he met JoJo
either, yeah
after he met JoJo specifically that's when
yeah.
he was like
oh
yeah
I should
yeah.
make a change or,
yeah we
which
should take
good.
Out this man yeah
like even though it was late it was still there
yeah it's always like
I like this little adventure thing that they always go to. Like, each episode has this little adventure thing after. Yeah. Like, first episode, they, like, they meet everybody.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, let's go.
Yeah. No, it's a typical hero's journey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The host, the theory.
Yeah.
I forgot what you call that.
Hero's journey.
But at the same time, I like it how the main character is not it. Like, he's not everything. There are other characters.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah.
That has, like, that can, if, like, potentially have more power or can have, can be a little asset too.
But you always...
have their own story, you know?
I always forget how Joanna, like, Giovanna was only, like, 15 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah! Yeah. I don't understand the age concept.
He's, like, the youngest.
Teenagers.
And he became the gang boss at 15.
But that's anime for you.
Yeah,
that's literally the whole plot of Tokyo Revengers.
You're right.
Just, like, how?
It's just middle schoolers.
Yeah.
High school dominates the whole world.
Yeah. The fantasy.
That's just...
Maybe because those are, like, that's the age group that
that's
watches
it
the most.
Audience.
Yeah.
The target audience.
We are not 15
target
anymore.
Yeah, but it's okay. We'll just,
we're not,
like,
the target audience.
We're not the target,
yeah.
But... Oh yeah, based on the question, like, from Kiss, if you could duplicate something in your life right now, what would it be?
Duplicate.
Don't say money, please. No.
Well, it would be money though.
No.
I
would duplicate Canada Dry's or Doritos.
Oh, Canada Dry's would be good.
Wow, are we past that question already?
But I wouldn't duplicate anything. There's nothing to duplicate.
Maybe myself.
Okay, interesting. If you met your favorite character, what would you say to them?
Please don't die.
Don't say what character it is. Don't say which character it is.
Every character I like almost die.
Oh my
anime.
God!
I feel so bad.
It's the curse, please.
Yeah, please don't die.
That's the curse of liking.
Please, like, learn Naruto stuff and come back to life.
Naruto stuff?
No, like, I forget the name, the skills you have in Naruto that you can bring dead people to life.
Oh.
What do you call that?
I forgot.
Yeah,
I
but yeah.
The whole thing. I'm
please
sorry.
Don't die, or if you die, come back to life, please.
I'll probably be like, can we, like, go on a little dinner, you know, just talk about stuff.
Wait,
who's
the character?
Who's that?
I don't know. There are a lot of them.
Yeah, right.
It'd probably be Jiren or Joanna.
I wouldn't say anything.
He or she doesn't know you.
Yeah, they don't know me. Yeah.
It's okay. You just that's the point. That's
no,
why
oh,
you have to go and talk.
Myself.
I just gotta say, oh,
they'll be not. They
I'm
won't be interested.
Could tell you don't die and please stay alive and
please stay.
Or like even Bruno Bucciarati.
Yeah. Can I call him mom?
Mother.
Mother, please. Bucciarati is like such a good mom.
Yeah.
He's a mom.
Like,
yeah.
He literally take care of everyone, and even when something happened to himself, he literally don't care about himself and care about
others.
Yeah,
about other people, right?
Wow.
Nat, you have seen almost.
1-6
season?
I finished the part 1-6 and just start 7.
Mm-hmm. What was your favorite?
Maybe number, like, season 3? Like, part 3? Like, I would say
Stardust?
In general, the plot, I liked part 3 the most.
Which one is that? Stardust?
Yeah. I think, the whole plot is more complicated than all the others, like...
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I think... And not talking about who died. Yeah, but, like... And that's the season when they fight Dio, like, how the whole gang tried to fight Dio, and I think that was, like, the most memorable part. And, yeah.
What season do you want to watch, Javi?
I probably want to watch season 3 after what she told, because there are more fight scenes, and I would love to watch those.
Yeah.
Because I like the way this has been played out, yeah.
I'm dying to read actually. Read? No. Yeah.
What?
Part 7, with the cowboy, Johnny.
Yeah.
I really want to read that one.
Oh yeah, let's talk a little about part 7.
Oh, I forget it's part 7 or 8, like, one male character has 4 eggs.
Oh, it's
part 8.
It's just kid.
Oh, yeah.
It's part 8.
Yeah.
And so part 7 is all about cowboys.
It's more like they join a match in America or something, and then you have to find a way to get to the destination. I kind of forget, like, I read like 2 years ago, but I didn't finish.
I want to see it because I like the concept of, like, cowboys. I like cowboys.
Yeah, it's really cool.
I hope they animate it.
Yeah, I think they will, but I would be alive.
Yeah, oof. I'll still watch it.
I'll watch it.
Oh, I was... okay, it's not a spoiler, but... What do you think the connection between part 6 and 7?
Six
part
and 7?
6 and 7?
Yeah.
Connection?
I mean, do you think there's any connection or what?
Yeah.
This is my theory, but
okay, I'm not gonna say anything.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm not gonna say anything. Just share. I don't wanna spoil you guys.
Okay. I have something.
Okay, what?
So, part 6 is Jolene's story, and part 7 is Johnny's, right? But I think I haven't read the rest of part 6, which hasn't been animated.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just guessing here, but I'm sure that I don't know, I think Jonah is gonna come back, or Jolene and Jonah are gonna meet, or they're gonna meet because they're in the same timeline, just in different places.
Oh my god, if Jonah and Jolene meet,
yeah.
I ship them.
What?
Yeah.
But we haven't seen them together yet.
Yeah,
okay.
Plus, I'm sure, everybody in season 5 is gay. But I think Jolene and Jonah are gonna meet.
Combine forces?
Because JoJo and Dio are always,
mm-hmm.
they're fated to be...
arch enemies?
Yeah.
Yeah,
or in the same, place.
Yeah.
I think.
Oh my god, what if Jirono and Jolene meet and also Dio and Jotaro meet? Yeah,
okay.
Oh my god, if that happens.
And Jirono doesn't know that Dio is his dad.
He kind of says... No, he doesn't know, but
he doesn't know.
He just know his dad abandoned
yeah.
him and he...
And her,
yeah, and her mom doesn't really care about him. Yeah.
Yeah, so like...
And in season 5, Jotaro doesn't really tell him anything.
Mm-hmm.
He just tried to investigate on him.
Yeah. He didn't tell him anything.
I watched the whole of Golden Wind, and after that, I think it was Nat who told me... I think it was you who told me that Jirono, or was it you, Anna?
I literally told you a few days ago that...
Yeah, that Jirono was the
son
of... Dio's
yeah,
son. And I was like, what? this whole time?
Yeah.
How do you...
Yeah.
I was like, what am I doing?
That's why you shouldn't skip, the first or,
oh my God.
I mean, it's okay, you don't
no,
watch.
No, it's okay, I have you to tell me.
But at least you need
to
know the plot
fits.
Or, relations between characters.
I just, started watching it out of nowhere, but the storyline itself
that's
after episode 1 got me so hooked up that I was like, it's okay, I don't need the
need
background
that.
Information,
need
I'm
that,
just gonna watch
that.
It.
But, anyways, I think Johnny is related to Jolene and Jonah somehow. He's... either their son.
Oh yeah.
Or something. But I don't know, I think that's unlikely. I don't know. I haven't read it, so. Bro, I think I'm going to read it after this.
I'm laughing so hard internally.
I'm so excited. I want to I'm going to read it. I want to read where we left off in the anime.
Yeah, I'm going to start from there.
You're just going to cry so much.
No. Oh my god.
No.
Cry?
Yeah. Or traumatized.
No, I really... Oh my god, no.
I'm worried.
I'm so worried. I want to come up with theories.
I literally finished the part 6 manga and I stopped watching... I stopped almost 2 years before I stopped part 7. Traumatized for 2 years.
Oh my god. Traumatized for 2 years.
No, I think it's literally trend. I think for everyone who read the whole manga of season 6, they'd be like, okay, I need a break.
Oh my god, don't tell me. I think
I know I'm not gonna say
I know, I wanna say something, but I don't know
no,
if that,
say that
is
I'm not gonna answer you.
Okay, don't answer me, but don't tell me Jotaro dies.
I don't know.
Because Jotaro is almost on the brim of dying.
Because
he's old and plus
he's not that
all
old.
Of his his memory and his disc is with
yeah, but
the priest.
Of course,
but it's not because
he's gonna be
I know, but what if she recovers them and then something happens and then
I don't know. We'll see.
I don't know.
We'll find out.
What if Jirono or Jolene die? No, I can't. I can't stand this. I can't. I will literally I won't continue JoJo after if something happens to them.
Wow, you two definitely can't watch the ending.
I can't watch the ending. I'll literally scream. Oh, imagine me just silently reading the manga and just screaming out of nowhere.
And you didn't know until the last episode or the last part of the manga. You wouldn't know the ending.
Oh, so is there does someone die in the middle of the manga or does someone the thing is they die in the end?
Of
only.
Course. Well,
or do they
I don't remember the exact time, but the ending is is a knife step into your heart.
Wait,
sometimes.
So how many people how many people actually die throughout the episode?
I can't tell you. I mean, I don't remember anyway. I mean, even I remember, I'm not gonna tell you, which is the truth.
No, I really want to know now. I can't.
I don't mind to tell you in your ears, but it's gonna spoil you.
No, don't tell me. Let me find it out on my own and then cry.
After you watch, please call me so I can hear you cry.
Oh my god. You see, guys? You see what this is?
Well, thank you for coming, Nat. It was great to have you
thank
here.
Thank you for coming.
Good to be here. Thank you.
We were so excited to do JoJo specifically with you because we know you're a big fan.
Yeah.
And yeah. We know you would provide us with good insight.
The good information.
The good information.
Yeah.
The good juice.
And good spoilers.
The good spoilers. So, yeah. That's the end of it. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Stay hydrated. JoJo, pose, 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 JoJo, pose, pose,